Hello again, friends. Welcome back to Navigational Mind. It's me, Dr. Toi Oyelese, with another gentle wander through the rooms of our minds. If you listened to the last episode, you'll remember we talked about clarity, or rather, why we rarely see ourselves as clearly as we think. We tossed out the idea of the mind as a precision camera and traded it for something messier, more honest, a sort of navigation system, always correcting, never quite still. Today, I want to invite you even deeper. Picture your mind as a house, not one big empty loft, but a place with all kinds of rooms, corners, and, well, residence, each with its own little quirks, routines, and ways of knocking on your internal door at 3 in the morning. You might have called these voices inner critics or different sides of me. I like to call them residents, not personalities, but deeply familiar functions, some more polite than others. The big thing here is this: humans are not psychologically singular. That sense of arguing with yourself, the push-pull between wanting rest but also feeling antsy, that's not evidence of dysfunction, it's structure. Our minds, our inner houses, are alive with these residents, and they don't always get along. Let me give you a story, because that's always more fun. Early in my career, just after I arrived from Nigeria, funny how memory jars you back like that, I was working in a small town in rural Alberta. One day, a patient came in with a case that had me on edge. My trust resident, eager to connect and listen, told me to trust what the patient was sharing. But my autonomy, quite a stubborn fellow, was fretting about maintaining boundaries and making my own judgment call. I remember, I agonized a bit, well, more than a bit. But in that little internal tug of war, I ended up finding a better way to care for that person. Those voices bumping into each other, that was the architecture of my mind at work, not a sign of weakness. So, if you've ever caught yourself mid-argument inside your own head, don't rush to diagnose yourself as broken. That's you navigating, with residents all talking at once. And honestly, as we'll see, that's where the magic lives. Now, let's open some doors and meet the cast. In almost every mind, there are about 7 core residents. I walk you through each, and trust me, you'll recognize at least a few. First, there's trust. This one's got their ear to the ground, scanning for safety, craving attachment, but always just a little bit watchful. Then comes autonomy. Wants space, wants room to breathe, to do things their own way. There's initiative, who you'll find poking around new projects, fiddling with possibilities, sometimes dragging the others out of bed. Industry's next. Oh, I know industry well. Relishes discipline, loves a checklist more than a sunrise, and sometimes pushes us right past our limits. Identity's the story keeper, writing and rewriting the narrative of who we are and what's consistent about us. Then we have intimacy. Not just romance, you know, but real vulnerability, wanting connection, hating masks. Last is generativity. A big word, but really it's just the urge to leave a mark, to give, to create something that lasts longer than us. Let me actually put a little meat on those bones. Imagine a patient of mine, let's say debating a major career change. Trust is whispering, is this safe? Can you count on this new path? Meanwhile, autonomy is plotting escape, saying, finally, freedom. Initiative says, hey, this could be fun, let's try it. While industry sidles up with a spreadsheet, sighing about logistics. Identity is busy wondering, if I do this, who will I become? Intimacy worries who you'll lose or gain. Generativity might pipe up, will this make a difference? These are not abstract categories. they lived every day. Most of us have that chorus playing louder when we're stressed. And curious, if you look at your own inner conversations, which resident do you recognize most often lately? Under stress? Is it trust worrying? Or autonomy pushing for control? Maybe it's industry, the relentless taskmaster. Think on that for a moment. And here's where things get lively. The residents of our inner house don't just sit quietly at their own tables. Sometimes they form alliances. Say, initiative teaming up with industry, curiosity plus discipline. And suddenly, boom, you've started a new business without realizing it. Other times, it's more of a standoff. Trust and autonomy, for example, often pick little spats. Trust wants closeness, autonomy wants space, and you're left pacing your living room, torn between calling a friend or savoring freedom. I see these alliances and tensions in my own life too. Ah, this takes me back. When I was a medical resident, I used to second-guess myself all the time. I'd spend hours after a shift questioning my diagnosis. Was it correct? Did I miss something? My identity resident was wrestling with the pressure of becoming Dr. Oyelese, while industry was somewhere in the corner, insisting I buckle down and do it right. Sometimes, if those two got too frenzied, intimacy would try to break in, usually late at night, urging me to seek comfort from my family, or, if I'm honest, sometimes just my camera out on the porch. What happens when a few residents panic as soon as others grab the steering wheel? Well, sometimes you end up with those classic moments of indecision, sabotage, or just mixed feelings you can't pin down. Like, maybe identity and intimacy are at odds. Do you open up fully or protect the story you've built? In those moments, it's not about finding the real you. It's about noticing who's leading and who's making a fuss in the back seat. So as you go about your week, maybe ask yourself, who's at the helm inside your house right now? Is it industry pushing you forward? Initiative dreaming up new adventures? Or trust pulling you back to what feels safe? The cast rotates with your context, parenting, career moves, even just chatting with a friend. Next time you face a big decision, pause and listen. Which resident's voice is loudest? Me? I'm still learning to keep an ear out for mine. All right, let's stop there for today before I end up chasing more tangents than usual. Remember, if you feel inconsistent, you're not broken or confused. You're just plural, with a full house upstairs. Understanding these residents isn't a cure. It's an invitation to live alongside yourself with more peace. In our next episode, we'll dig into friction and conflict. Basically, what happens when your house turns into a bit of a shouting match. Until then, I'd love to hear which resident led your last big decision. I'll talk to you soon.